Flying spray planes is one of those jobs where you have to have your eyes open and your mind in gear all the time. My boss told me one day, if you're not constantly checking something, you're probably missing something. Even on the ground. Do I have my maps? Is the hopper lid latched? Are the nozzles set right? Am I loaded correctly? Is there gas in it? Once she's airborne, it's not so easy to stop and take care of things. And in the air, oil pressure, oil temperature, which way is the wind blowing, where are the power lines? And once you know where they are, don't forget the power lines. You can't go to sleep on that job. There's a spiritual lesson to this. Maybe you're not a religious person, okay, but if you have a concern for your spiritual life, let me remind you that spiritually you have to be on your guard, constantly. Satan's attacks can be very subtle. Too busy to spend time with God? Low-grade mind food? An inappropriate relationship that's just brewing? Be careful. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Calvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Calvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Would you look around you?
Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The multipolar world nations are the threat to the United States of America. At the end of the last hour, I did address that point, or that the nations that are abandoning the U.S. dollar, de-dollarizing, then Putin, I know that the Russians are involved in this coming election. The Russian, you know, Russia. Well, yes. And we need to call Putin and tell him, do not support Comrade Kamala. Says that Vice President Kamala Harris, who Donald Trump has branded as Comrade Kamala, was told Biden told his supporters to support Kamala in the race. And Moscow will do the same thing and root for the vice president in November. President Putin said that pledged to support Kamala yesterday. The Biden-Harris Department of Justice indictment reveals conservative pundits targeted by Russian influence campaign reported that Russia hoax 2.0 incoming. Earlier today, the Biden-Harris regime announced that it was launching a whole government action to purge so-called Russian propaganda and disinformation ahead of the 2024 election. You know, if a pitcher is successful with a certain throw, or if he wants to throw a curveball, if he's successful with that, he goes back to it. Well, they were successful in the last election season, Russia. So throw the same curveball. Don't try a fastball or a slider. Just throw the curveball. Russia. Then yesterday afternoon, the Department of Justice also announced that the employees from Russia's Today media outlet had invested $10 million, a scheme to create and distribute content to U.S. audiences with hidden Russian government messaging. And Amazon's Alexa, a virtual assistant that uses AI technology to control smart devices in a home, gave different responses about voting for President Trump versus Harris. Alexa users asked the virtual assistant, why should I vote for Donald Trump? And why should I vote for Kamala Harris? When asked about voting for Trump, Alexa replied, I cannot provide content that promotes a specific political party or a specific candidate. The responses for Kamala varied, but they all praised her. So Alexa is under her spell. But Putin is all in for Kamala. He is supporting her. She's his go-to girl. Putin backs Kamala Harris. Putin told the audience that he admired the Democratic Party candidate's infectious laugh and that he respected current President Joe Biden's choice to endorse her as his successor. So during this forum, Putin was asked whether he had a favorite candidate in the election now that Joe Biden, who he previously supported, dropped out. He was asked whether or not he would call to congratulate the eventual winner in November. Putin stated that it's been a long time since he had any direct contact with the Western European or U.S. leaders, and noted that it was not up to Russia to choose a favorite in U.S. presidential election. which is the task for American voters. But he recalled that he had previously expressed support for U.S. President Joe Biden, who had since been removed from the race. The Russian president noted that Biden had told his supporters to support Kamala Harris in the race. And so Moscow would do the same and root for the vice president. He said that she laughs. Her laughs are so infectious. They're infectious. He said, so he assumes everything is going well for her. Well, he doesn't have the latest info. He hasn't had the update. Things are not going well for Kamala. She is losing speed, velocity, momentum. She is like the horse that was in the lead that eventually falls to the back of the group, the pack, and she may get COVID and die before she hits the finish line. Hey, wonder if something's going to happen to Kamala. Now, concerning COVID vaccinations, etc., out of Slay.com, this was 2 days ago. Japan links COVID shots to 201 dangerous diseases. 201 dangerous diseases. Researchers in Japan issued a red alert after making shocking discovery, warning that the COVID mRNA shots are now affecting every possible aspect of human pathology. The findings were laid out in a 93-minute press conference, during which some of Japan's leading researchers revealed that COVID vaccinations have now been linked to thousands of side effects. During the press briefing, the Vaccine Issues Study Group, a panel of esteemed medical experts, detailed the findings from a shocking systematic review of research papers. The findings followed 6 months of investigation into the side effects of the COVID mRNA shots that were pushed onto the public to tackle COVID-19. I'll get back to that in a few minutes. The Present Truth with Rodriguez.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
It's really amazing the reports that are coming out on what happened with this man-made bioweapon. There is a professor emeritus, Masanori Fukushima of Kyoto University. He said the harms to what has happened are unprecedented for medical treatments. Systematic review of the literature unveiled some shocking information. Thousands of papers reported side effects after the vaccination, affecting every possible aspect of human pathology, from ophthalmology to psychiatry. Phew, what a long word. For example, the age-adjusted mortality rate for leukemia has increased. There are significant findings for breast cancer, ovarian cancer, etc. Professor Fukushima said there are so many brain-related adverse effects among the COVID-vaxxed that researchers probably haven't found all of them yet. This had to come out of Japan. It wouldn't come out of Europe. It wouldn't come out of Asia. It would have to come out of Japan. Mental disorders, psychiatric systems, depression, mania, anxiety. They came up in abundance, but it's endless, he said. Fukushima, who has 208 scholarly papers to his name on ResearchGate, warned that doctors who want to sound the alarm are being silenced. In February 2023, he filed a lawsuit against the Japanese government for allegedly hiding vaccine harms. Another professor, Yasufumi Makami from the Tokyo University of Science, is demanding that the administration of COVID mRNA shots be banned. It's very clear what happens when you administer a toxic gene to a human, he said before laying out long-term risks. There are cases that occur within 1 or 2 weeks after injection. There are also many cases that appear after 1 or 2 years. Vaccines that have failed are being administered, and the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare recognizes these failed vaccines. So I would like them to stop immediately, he continued. Even though I speak out in various places, they don't stop at all. Murakami warned that with the current messenger-type mRNA vaccines, a significant amount of large G4 is being induced. This is far in excess of a normal vaccine response that could interfere with immune factors. These harms, such as dangerous disease and death, are well documented. It's unprecedented in human history for a single vaccine to have this much literature out on it. 3,071 papers on the side effects of these 201 types of disease. You'll find diseases, the heart, kidney, thyroid, diabetes, liver, skin, eyes, blood, nerves, systemic diseases, brain, lungs. Fukushima said the mRNA vaccine disperses throughout the body and is not contained in the shoulder like most vaccines. It doesn't know where to go. If it goes into the bloodstream, it goes to the brain, liver, and the kidneys. So this is being reported out of Japan. Now, SlayNews.com reported a separate group of leading pharmaceutical scientists in Japan last month exposed a staggering surge in the risk of heart failure for people who have been injected with the COVID mRNA shot. The Faculty of Pharmacy and Yokohama at Yokohama General Hospital says the risk of heart failure skyrockets after a person receives a COVID mRNA vaccination injection. The research team found that the risk of myocarditis is 20 to 50 times greater after receiving the shot. The calculated reporting odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals, 95% CIs, which I don't understand, for the association between the vaccines and myocarditis and pericarditis based on data from the Japanese government vaccine, government's vaccine adverse event database from 2004 to 2023 found the risk of heart failure surges 4,900% in people who are vaccinated with the COVID mRNA shots. Now, another article. This is in Revelation chapter 6. Man-made diseases, plagues, these are man-made. Christ told John the Apostle, document everything that I show you. And in Revelation 6, the fourth horse, diseases, plagues, and I think in the Greek, it means tiny little, like parasites, but man-made. We call them robots. Now, this is an Anna Mil Al She. Boy, my gosh, what is her name? How do you pronounce this? Anna Mihil Shia, PhD. This was September 4th this year. Zombie blood, COVID-19 vaccinated, embalmed blood for over 2 years shows continued self-assembly, nanotechnology replication, nano and microbot activity. After 2 years, embalmed blood, these self-assembly nanotechnology replication of nano and micro robot activity. I watched the video on this. This is not disturbing. This is devilish, demonic. In May, June 2023, embalmer Richard Hirschman sent Anna embalmed blood of a COVID-19 vaccinated individual who had died with the rubbery clots. I'd wanted to analyze the coffee grounds that he had been seeing in the embalming process. By the time I received the blood, the individual had been dead for more than 8 months. My analysis of the blood showed self-assembly nanotechnology. I did an interview with Maria Z, June 2023, about this. And with the interview with Z, Biden's universal nanotechnology vaccine and zombie blood. She says, I kept the vial in the refrigerator, wanted to know if there was any decrease in activity. Unfortunately, there was not. I filmed immense nano and microbot activity and continued self-replication. In the video, which I did look at, you can see how the new micella filled with nanorobots is being expelled. There was this one little nanorobot. This thing was like the Energizer Bunny. Through the blood cells, it was going in and out, around. It would find an open space and dart through the open space to the next cluster of blood cells, slow down, weave through 10, 15 blood cells, find another open space. It would run around these, it would stay in the open spaces, and it would seem to stop occasionally at little bits of what something, and like sample or just observe it, wanted to know what's going on. This thing had a brain. This thing was moving at microscopic level. It would be like I'm trying to think of a good example that you'd understand. It would be like these video games in Pac-Man. And that you're running to try to stay away from the being eaten. Just up, down, left, right, forward, back, left, right, down, up. So then you can see the polymer nanobots that are moving quite fast to assemble themselves. I think that's what that was, a nanobot. They'd been magnified 2,000 times. And you could see clearly the nanorobots, how they're moving, just like in live blood, as I've been showing in other posts. But these were dead cells. I don't know what they live on. Maybe 5G. But she went on to say that the polymer filaments that were in live blood cells were also in the embalmed blood. And then she finishes by saying that these COVID-19 bioweapons are the most evil satanic crime against humanity ever perpetrated. We know that grave sites continue to show MAC address emissions from the deceased. I've told you about these before. People would go into the graveyard at night and walk around with their MAC phone or with a certain app, and they could find somebody that had died recently that had been injected with the vaccine, mRNA vaccine. MAC address emission from the deceased, from the COVID-19 injected individuals. The nano and microbots do not die. They continue their activity after death and continue to self-assembly. So, I agree with what she says in her final statement. The Satanists have succeeded in creating the living undead zombies. We'll be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. you have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio. Have you heard of Healing for the Ages? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. Join us on September 13th and 14th in Dallas, Texas at the Healing for the Ages Conference. Dive deep into topics like what causes cancer, epigenetics, the power of detoxification, natural healing through botanicals and homeopathy. Learn to take control of your health with wisdom from Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Jana Schmidt, Dr. Edward Group, and guest speakers Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. Judy Mikovits. Can't make it in person? No problem. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED. Get $50 off virtual VIP registration and enjoy exclusive content from the comfort of your home. Hurry! Early bird prices for in-person attendance end on September 1st. Don't miss your chance. Register now at healingfortheages.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
So that was out of Zombie Blood, COVID-19. Anna Mihalasia. Hard to pronounce her name. Well, I'm getting this next article. The Luciferians, this is out of All News Pipeline 2 days ago. This one I had to spend time on. The Luciferians have captured the sperm of the jabbed to depopulate, destroy, and enslave humanity. Before discussing the research finding, a brief look at the shadowy criminal cartel of devil worshippers, also known as Luciferians, who are the dark forces behind COVID-19 operation, calling them globalists does not go to the heart of who they are. They are the bondservants and slaves of the fallen angels, of the fallen archangel Lucifer. To view the assault the whole world is under as anything less than a spiritual war being waged against God's creation is short-sighted and plays into the hands of the Luciferians. Like their masters, they are destroyers, deceivers, depressors, and oppressors. The Luciferians do not hide their desire to be gods and live forever with cyborgs as their slaves. With all the nanotech circuitry found in Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vials, it's not a leap to speculate that the BMD jabs were to kick off the effort to make cyborgs of the jabbed, at least of those who were not outright and immediately killed by the criminals. These criminals do have a father. More than that, he's a master. Lucifer. What awaits to the Luciferians and their demonic operating system, imprisoning those who are no more completely human, but man merged with machine, is not only a Christless eternity, but eternal damnation with no turn-off switch. Do not doubt the murderous intent of these godless and depraved individuals. What they intend to do is cull the world's population as much as possible and enslave the rest and steal the earth's and the people's resources. They hate mankind because they hate God. Only when this criminal spiritually enslaved cartel are seen for who they are and are apprehended, charged, and convicted and rightfully executed for their mass democide operations, just then can the world start over to recover. If people can't wrap their heads around the spiritual aspect of the deadly pogrom against humanity, pray for their eyes to see and their ears to hear. Now, this is true. The war against God is a war against man himself. Every individual created in the image of God is an enemy of Lucifer. These vaccinations, I've done the programs, maybe you've heard them on the weekends, that Dr. Todd or Attorney Todd Callender with Jane Ruby and others have talked about the plan to, by the government and the military, calls many of these men that began the heavy doses of vaccinations in 2004. They are no longer considered to be Homo sapien. They can't be called Homo sapien because they have additional DNA in their DNA structure. They are now called Homo Borg Genesis. They are Borgs, and mankind has already started to create a new species of Borgs, human plus added DNA of other creatures. With what I had read earlier about the zombie blood, I've been preparing a program on the synthetic, and I don't know how they live, but synthetic parasites. They're synthetic. They grow, they move, they have some type of what we would term consciousness. They take orders, I think, probably through some of the G networks. I'm not sure. Presently, there has been for decades tens of thousands of patents from different companies that have created these synthetic parasites or organisms, and they live, they're patentable, they each have different functions, but they live inside of a body, inside of people or animals. They're termed parasites, but they're synthetic. Your system cannot dissolve them. They can't be dissolved. But this is the plan to create a human with additional DNA. They are not, it's not a concept. It is now reality. It has occurred. Now, with these people, these Luciferians, are they aware who they serve? Are they aware of a God, God, the Creator? They are aware of God, the Creator. They're at war with Him. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll return in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
So the article is All News Pipeline, September 4th. Luciferians have captured the sperm of the jab to depopulate, destroy, and enslave humanity. Now, the vials, there had been some of these vials, and they were, I don't know, the individuals that were able to test what was in these vials, but they had been investigated and examined by numerous scientists and medical professionals from around the world. The published research findings prove the existence of toxic metals, nanorobots, nanocircuitry, blood, rolu, I don't know what that is, I don't know how to pronounce it, huge fibrous clots of likely nanotechnology, construction materials, perhaps for their operating system, and nanoparasites, creatures in all the various media used in the examination of the vials. Contents. Such media used includes distilled water, human blood, and semen. One of the most compelling research efforts concerning semen. Now, this is important. This is where life begins. This, a child is born. Before the child can be born, attack the semen or the ovaries. This is Satan's ultimate plan. Okay, listen to this. One of the most compelling research efforts concerning semen done by Korean doctor, Dr. Young Mi Lee, recently interviewed by Dr. Jane Ruby on a Rumble platform. Three-part interview was over 3 hours in length. Can be watched. Click, click, click. It's believed that Dr. Lee was first interviewed by linguistics professor Dr. Dan Browdy, who had no part in Dr. Lee's research, but felt her work of paramount importance and needed to be heard. Dr. Lee used various media for the examination of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vials in her microscopy examination. Microscopy examination, she found something very startling in the semen media. Even after a long period of incubation, up to 2 years and counting, she could microscopically view the sperm actively swimming next to or with various nanotechnology structures. So you have the sperm, and side by side, nanotechnology swimming beside the sperm. The sperm were not attacked or otherwise hampered in their motility, but instead were appeared to be a companionship or acceptance of the sperm and nanotechnology. She had seen blood where the COVID-19 BDM, I don't know what BMD is, injection caused blood cells to clump together, but there appeared to be no such adverse result with the sperm. Indeed, the sperm were apparently unmolested by the nanotechnology, nanoparasites swimming with it. What's going on? Dr. Lee is continuing her evaluation or her valuable research to answer that question. It's reasonable to assume that when sperm from an inoculated man is placed into a woman, the nanotechnology goes with it. So we can assume that when the sperm from the inoculated man is placed in a woman, the nanotechnology goes with it. Who's to say that nanotechnology, while using a man as a host, doesn't take on a different role once inside the woman, or that the nanotech in sperm will turn on its host when an electrical light, RFD, or other stimulation unleashes it. So what if there's an attempt to bring back the giants and using this nanotechnology, if they're successful, to eventually find the cells of fallen angels or giants and recovering their DNA, creating, having the ability, I'm pretty sure this may already have happened, having the ability to get the sperm out of these giants and bring that sperm back to life and begin to impregnate women. Now, one thing about these Nephilim, they grow very quickly. It doesn't, not like us, it takes us, 15, 20 years to reach our stature. These things, not so. They grow much faster. So what they're doing with this in the matter of the sperm or the ovaries of women, this is a whole new ball game. You see, with the evil of the Luciferians, just like their father, the devil, the evil never ceases. The experimentation on human beings is where they always gravitate to. It used to be they wanted to use monkeys and mice and rats. Uh-uh. Human beings, the species they want to this is the species, mankind is who they want to experiment on. Not rats, not mice, not monkeys. Humans. The present truth.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
In the book of Isaiah, there's a verse. I heard the Steve Quayle maybe over a decade ago, talk about this. I've never forgotten it. Isaiah prayed, "Lord, do not let the giants live again." And he's talking about the Nephilim. Do not let the giants live again. But Christ said that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. The giants, the Nephilim, will once again, I think they're all over the world, they will live again. About 20 years ago, in the Sierra Nevadas, there were some people hiking. They saw some kind of a, I don't know, they didn't know if it was a bear, but they brought out the military, and the military had to go in and search for this whatever. The team that was sent out, they were briefed, and they didn't know what they were going to look for. They didn't know what they were trying to find, till they finally, some guy, the leader of the group, told them, "You're looking for a giant." And they didn't know what to think of that. They were puzzled. They had to stay in tight formation. There's about 24 of them. They eventually heard this scream, a screech. One guy said that it wasn't just in your ears, it went right through your body. And they didn't know what they were up against, but finally when the thing appeared up the hill from them, a very rugged area, terrain, the commanding officer said, "If you don't kill it, it will kill you, every one of us." And they unloaded everything they had, and the thing came at them, pouncing like a cat, quick. And they did kill it before it reached them. It took 24 men. They had to put ropes underneath it, make kind of a harness, lift it, carry it out into an open area. The government came, helicopter. Maybe he said he figured it weighed about 1,200 pounds. Picked it up. It was about 18 foot tall. They measured it, picked it up, carried it out to where? Where did they take it to? What kind of research is being done on it? It was a male. Is it able to reproduce? Can they genetically take that species who was still fresh and take the DNA? And what can they do with it? Now, this thing, extremely strong. And they said it smelled like you couldn't believe. But anyhow, Paul prayed, "Lord, I pray that the giants do not live again." We're in the days of Christ's coming. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Visit on Monday. Sundays, 10 to 1 on the Present Truth on 1360KHNC.com, Olive Tree Ministry. Have peace over your weekend. The God of peace, the Prince of Peace be with you.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.